causing some issues today with the start of the tournament. They will be delayed at all of the different sites today. The 1A, 2A meet will have a shotgun start at noon today at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. The 3A, 4A will have a shotgun start at noon at the Ames Golf and Country Club, while the Class 5A meet will have a shotgun start at 10 o'clock. They're playing that at the Lake Panorama National Golf Course in Panora. The meet will go like this today. In Class 1A, Corning is in the hunt for a team championship with Kaylee Westlake of Corning and Serena Robinette of Griswold, both in the individual championship race. In Class 2A, Audubon is qualified for the team championship, and a couple of wheelers, Susie Byland and Lexi Tigerson, in the hunt for the individual championship, along with Shelby Williams of Cam Adair Casey and Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley. In Class 3A, Atlantic, Clarinda and Kemper Catholic are all in the team competition, along with Brooke Fletcher and Bailey Walter of Atlantic, and Kemper Catholic's Mara Mashing and Morgan Neighborhouse are all in the hunt for the individual championship, while in Class 4A, Kayla Redeker of Lewis Central is one of the individual state qualifiers for that meet. A girls' regional soccer action continues tonight with a number of matches around the region. In Class 1A tonight at Atlantic, it'll be Atlantic facing off against Creston in a girls' matchup. Also at Underwood tonight, a pair of matches, AHST facing Underwood and Missouri Valley battling Riverside. At Carroll in Class 1A tonight, Kemper Catholic will face Humboldt. Also in 2A action this evening at Greenfield, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey will play Glenwood. At Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs tonight in 2A, it'll be Abe Lincoln facing Perry. And over in Council Bluffs at Lewis Central High School in Class 2A this evening, Lewis Central will host Thomas Jefferson. Those winners all advance in postseason tournament play. Well, the San Antonio Spurs have swept themselves into the NBA Finals. Tony Parker scored a game-high 37 points and had 6 assists as the Spurs took Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals in Memphis, defeating the Grizzlies 93-86. San Antonio shot 51% from the field, with Parker going 15 of 21. Tim Duncan finished with 15 points and 8 rebounds for the Spurs, who earned their 5th NBA Finals appearance since 1999 and their first in the last 6 years. Well, the Charlotte Bobcats have settled on their 6th head coach since the 06-07 season. Two people familiar with the situation tell the Associated Press that the Bobcats have hired Los Angeles Lakers assistant Steve Clifford and have given him a 3-year contract. Clifford replaces Mike Dunlap, who was fired after going 21-61 in his only season as the coach. Well, David Robinson, Pat Summitt, and Teresa Edwards headlined the 2013 FIBA Hall of Fame class of 12 people. Robinson won 2 gold medals and a bronze in the Olympics. He played for the U.S. on the 1988, 92, and 96 teams, becoming the first American to appear in 3 Olympics. He's the all-time leading rebounder and shot blocker for the United States in the Olympics and the number 2 all-time scorer. Summitt, the all-time leader in victories in college basketball, won a silver medal as a player on the 1976 Olympic team, and she guided the U.S. to a gold in 1984. She is one of only 2 American women to win a medal as both a player and a head coach, joining Ann Donovan. Edwards helped the U.S. win 4 gold medals and a bronze in her 5 Olympics from 1984 to 2000, making her the most decorated Olympic basketball player ever. Well, the Blackhawks are heading back to Chicago, and they're bringing the Detroit Red Wings with them. The Blackhawks have forced a Game 7 in the Western Conference semifinals by scoring 3 straight goals in the 3rd period of a 4-3 win last night over the Red Wings in Detroit. Michael Hanzus tied the game 51 seconds into the 3rd period before Brian Bickle gave the Hawks their first lead since the opening period, beating Jimmy Howard with 14-12 remaining. Michael Frolik doubled Chicago's lead on a penalty shot less than 4 minutes after Bickle's tally. Damian Bruner scored with 51 seconds left to give the Red Wings back within 4-3 before Corey Crawford shut the door on them. Crawford finished with 35 saves for the Hawks. Marian Hossa contributed a power play goal and an assist, while Jonathan Toews set up a couple of scores for Chicago. Game 7 will be on Wednesday night at the United Center in Chicago. A Yadier Molina homered and drove in 4 runs to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the slumping Kansas City Royals 6-3 on Monday. Molina hit a 2-run homer in the first, doubled homer run in the 3rd inning, and his sacrifice fly in the 4th scored Pete Cosma. While the Cardinals own the best road record at 19-9 in the majors, the Royals dropped their 9th straight home game. That's one shy of the franchise record they set just last year. The anticipated pitcher's duel between Adam Wainwright and James Shields failed to materialize. Wainwright, who improves to 7-3, had given up 12 hits in 22 and a third innings in his previous three starts, allowed 12 hits in the game, the most he's allowed in a game since September 14, 2010, against the Chicago Cubs. Shields, who's now 2-6, yielded 9 hits and season highs of 6 runs and 5 walks over 6 innings, losing his fourth straight start. All interleague play in Major League Baseball yesterday. Here's a look at the rest of the slate. It was Baltimore beating Washington 6-2, Detroit edging Pittsburgh 6-5, Cincinnati doubled up Cleveland 4-2, Houston topping Colorado in 12 innings 3-2, Minnesota beat Milwaukee 6-3, Tampa Bay outscored Miami 10-6, Arizona swept a pair from Texas, winning 5-3 and 5-4. It was Oakland over San Francisco 4-1, Seattle blanking San Diego 9-0, Toronto beat Atlanta 9-3, Chicago Cubs over the Chicago White Sox 7-0. The New York Mets beat the New York Yankees 2-1. Boston down Philadelphia 9-3. And the LA Dodgers an 8-7 winner over the LA Angels. The St. Louis Cardinals have recalled right-hander Victor Marte from AAA Memphis Monday. Marte was 1-0 with a .278 earned run average and 10 saves in 20 games with Memphis. Marte appeared in 48 games last season with St. Louis, going 3-2 with a .491 ERA. He pitched for Kansas City in 2009 and 2010 before being traded to St. Louis in 2011. He has a 6-2 record with a .709 ERA and 78 relief appearances in the major leagues. The Cardinals optioned rookie right-hander Carlos Martinez, who had a .450 ERA and 7 relief appearances, to Memphis of the Pacific Coast League. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Omaha beating New Orleans 7-3 and the Iowa Cubs falling 4-3 to Oklahoma City. Well, Jurly Herman has not considered resigning as Rutgers' incoming athletic director following reports that 16 years ago she humiliated and emotionally abused players while coaching Tennessee's women's volleyball team. Speaking to reporters on a conference call, Herman denied having knowledge of a letter that the 16 Tennessee players submitted to the school. Rutgers officials, however, have talked to her about it in recent days. The 49-year-old Herman acknowledged that she was an intense coach and may have made a few mistakes handling her team. Herman says she has matured and believes she's qualified to lead the scandal-marred Rutgers athletic program. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie plans to examine the appointment before Herman begins on June 17th. Well, seven-time champion Rafael Nadal successfully began his bid for an eighth French Open title by rallying past Daniel Brands of Germany 4-6, 7-6, 6-4, and 6-3 today. Nadal fell behind when he was broken in the ninth game and was on the verge of digging a deeper hole. He trailed 3-0 in the tiebreaker but rallied to pull out the win. Nadal improved to 53-1 at Roland Garros. Fifth-seeded Tomas Berdych had a short run in the tournament as he loses to Gael Monfils 7-6, 6-4, 6-7, 6-7, 7-5 in a match that lasted over 4 hours. Defending champion Maria Sharapova got off on the right foot with a straight sets win. She was joined in the second round by 2011 champ Li Na, fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska, and former top-ranked Caroline Wozniacki. And Fox Sports says it still has not determined why an overhead TV camera cable snapped during NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600. The network says a full investigation is underway and the use of the camera is suspended indefinitely. Charlotte Motor Speedway said that 10 people were injured when part of that drive rope landed in the grandstand. Three of those people were taken to hospitals. All of them were checked out and released soon after. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.